AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A shooting today at a high school in Georgia. Haya Panjwani has the story.
A student opened fire and killed four people, sending students scrambling for shelter in their classrooms and eventually to a football stadium. Chris Hosey, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult.
My kids go to the school system.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith says this hits close to home.
I'm proud of this school system. My heart hurts for these kids.
Students in the Barrow County School District will be getting the rest of the week off, but school officials said grief counseling will be offered to the students. Authorities added that the investigation is very active, and Sheriff Smith said they have the community's back as they continue to learn more details.
And know that love will prevail.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must keep open-ended control of Gaza's border with Egypt. The issues threaten to derail ceasefire efforts. The Biden administration has announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts aimed at influencing the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Russians used a Tennessee company to spread fake news.
The subject matter and content of many of the videos published by the company are often consistent with Russia's interest in amplifying U.S. domestic divisions in order to weaken U.S. opposition to core Russian interests, particularly its ongoing war in Ukraine.
A growing wildfire in Northern California has forced hundreds of people to evacuate from the mountain community of Sierra Brooks, a heat wave threatening to make fire conditions in the state worse. And in South Dakota, a wildfire is keeping residents of Rapid City on edge. It's just a few miles away, but cooler weather and lighter winds are helping. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris is proposing an expansion of tax incentives for starting a small business. She'd bump the tax credit from $5,000 to $50,000. Meantime, stocks continue to slump. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets report.
Stocks lost more ground on Wall Street Wednesday, led by declines in the technology and energy sectors. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. That follows a 2.1% drop a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 38 points, or 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3%. Job openings in the U.S. fell unexpectedly in July, a sign that hiring could cool in the coming months. U.S. steel sank 17.5%. The Biden administration has signaled it's open to formally blocking the company's acquisition by Nippon Steel. Dollar Tree slumped 22.2% after the discount retailer slashed its full-year earnings forecast. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.